A Boss Babe is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise.
Keep going and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Welcome back to the Boss Babe podcast. Okay, real talk. I have got a chamomile tea in my hand and I'm recording this while my baby is in bed. So we have been without childcare, I think I told you, the last few weeks, and we've had some big deadlines to hit. And so it's been really interesting weaving in building our businesses during nap times and sleep times. And actually, I'm kind of enjoying it. It's been really nice just to have our days full with playing with Noemi and just spending so much quality time with her. And then when she goes down for a nap or goes to bed, just sitting down for a power hour and really being focused, not letting myself get distracted, not working on anything that absolutely isn't moving the needle or needs to be done, and really leaning on delegation. It's been really good and it's really put my systems to the test. So we are taking it very, very slow in the search for our new nanny. We want to find someone that really is the perfect fit for our family. And it feels good just to take things slow and to, yeah, try our systems and just really soak up this time with her. So I'm working less than I ever have and I still feel so incredibly productive. So yeah, I'm coming to you with my chamomile tea. It tastes really good. I'm in a cozy room and we're gonna dive in and talk all about heading into Q4. And I feel like this cozy vibe is the right vibe to be talking about leaving summer and moving into Q4. Q4 is a really big quarter across most industries. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about how you can guarantee that your Q4 is your most successful quarter of the year. As we're talking, I'll reference launches a few times. So make sure you stick around to the end because I've actually revealed all of our Boss Babe launch secrets for free. And I'm going to tell you how you can access them at the end of this episode. It's really, really good. But first, I want to lay the foundation for where we're headed. Oftentimes, people get caught in either over-planning or under-planning. I've had Q4s that I had been planning for since January, and they were always underwhelming. And I've also had Q4s where I actually totally forgot about Black Friday until the middle of October, and that was really stressful. So this is your full audit to make sure you're heading into Q4 with the right clarity you need to see the results that you want. It all starts with a data deep dive. I cannot stress this enough. If you do not know your numbers, you've got to change that immediately. I have been on so many coaching calls where I'll start to ask someone about their business and they'll be telling me they're struggling and they can't pinpoint why. The numbers do not lie. When you've got them really clearly laid out, you can easily see what parts of your business need the most attention and what parts are thriving. I know it can be hard to know where to start if you're not used to looking at numbers. So I have came up with 15 metrics that you need to be checking on a regular basis. I call these the 15 core metrics. These are, and I'm just going to reel off a few. I'm not going to get into too much detail. I have these 15. If you want the 15, jump inside the society because I'm releasing the whole lot in there. But gross profit is really important. So you really want to know how much money you're making. Net profit, you want to be knowing how much money you're making after all of your costs are taken out. I really recommend having a short form channel and a long form channel. So thinking about the metrics on both of those channels. So short form is probably going to be your Instagram or your TikTok, and long form might be your podcast or your email list. Then you want to be going on to your funnel. So how many people are opting in? What is it converting at? And then what are your actual offer sales across your offer suite? So those are the metrics that I really recommend tracking. If you want me to get into more detail of those, make sure you're in the society because I'm releasing that inside of the society. But those high level, if you want to rewind and write them down, those high level are the things that you really should know. If you want me to do a deep dive on what each of these mean and how to practically track them, I can do that in another episode. DM me if you'd be interested in that. But for now, get as many numbers as you can down on paper so you can really understand where your business is at. The next thing I want you to do is look at your numbers, pick your one main goal and reverse engineer it. I know you probably have so many goals, but studies show that when you focus on just one goal at a time, you make so much more progress. So let's think about habits, right? If you want to introduce a brand new habit of drinking a certain amount of water every single day, it's probably not going to work out if you introduce drinking water and taking supplements and working out and going on a walk and meditating, all of these different habits all at once. You might get nothing done. In fact, you might miss your workout and throughout the whole day because you missed one thing and you feel like you can't catch up. But if you just focused on drinking a certain amount of water a day, it's going to become a habit. Once it's a habit, you set the next goal. And so you drink your water and immediately take your supplements. It habit stacks. Then you add the next one. Do you see what I mean? What you want to do is think about using that same principle in your business. So pick one thing, build your system around it, start to do it in your sleep, and then move on to the next thing. That's how I think I got so good at growing an Instagram, because it came a habit. So I didn't even have to think about it anymore. And then when I had a goal that had to do with Instagram, I would just pour gasoline on what I knew was already working. It also made it so much easier to delegate out because I had my system. I wasn't bringing someone in and say, hey, go figure this out for me. I was saying, hey, I'm going to hand this off to you. Here's the system. It's repeatable. You continue doing this and I'm going to go focus on the next goal.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's five-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything pre-packaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple, and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So, if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted, and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their five-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane, during long travel days, or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class, Win Big in Business, was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk, and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home, and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. So, at the end of the day, it is your responsibility to set that goal and to really think about what that goal is going to be for you. In his book, How to Grow Your Small Business, Story Brand and Business Made Simple founder Donald Miller says this: the primary job of the leader and the leadership team is to clearly define a destination, then reverse engineer a plan to get there. So if you are the CEO, or you're sitting in that CEO visionary founder role at your company, this is your number one priority right now. Even if you're a team of one, it's literally all I want you to focus on. Where are you going? What's your goal? And how are you going to reverse engineer a way to get there? So let's say you want to grow by 1,000 followers. Okay, great. But what does that mean for your actions? You're posting every day, you're looking for trends, you're monitoring your top performing content, creating more of it. That's how you'd reverse engineer your plan. Or let's say your goal is a revenue goal. You want to make another $100,000 so you can invest it back into your business and take some home for yourself. Okay, so how would you hit the 100K? That's selling 10 $10,000 products or $100,000 products and so on. So create your product at that price point and put a launch plan in place to get there. but it's really about reverse engineering. It's not as difficult as it sounds. You don't have to get fancy, but you do have to set your goal and then ask yourself, what are you willing to do if you're serious about hitting it? What are you willing to do? Then you want to create a rock solid calendar based on these reverse engineered goals. So when you've got your goal, I want you to reverse engineer your timeline, really work backwards from that big goal. So when do you want to add the 1,000 followers? When do you need that cash injection? In my Launch with Boss Babe podcast series, which is a brand new podcast series, by the way, I'm super excited about it. You can search Launch with Boss Babe, and I've also linked it in the show notes. I do an entire episode breaking down our ideal launch timeline. I'm going to link that specific one in the show notes because I actually talk about if I'm launching and I want to hit a specific goal, how I would chunk out all of my weeks and what I would focus on. So really, you want to draw a timeline and start working backwards so you know what to do now in order to hit your goal that next quarter. And then after that, I want you to think about how you're communicating the vision, the calendar, and goals to your team to get their buy-in. Once you've got your data available, your goal really clearly identified and reverse engineered, and you've set out your calendar, you want to communicate that with your team. And I know we've got a lot of solopreneurs here, and you might be thinking, I am my team. I am my whole team, Natalie. And if that's you, that's all right. Have a one-to-one with yourself and really let it sink in. Okay, this is what I need to do every single day to hit the goal. Every single day when I open my laptop, these are the things that I want to do. We're taking the guesswork out of where your focus is, and you know exactly where you're going. Ever since I was first building Boss Babe all the way to today, I keep a whiteboard available as a visual to see exactly what's going on and where I need to be focused. I can see my whiteboard right now. It's right in front of me. So whether it's just you or your entire team, get those ideas defined and keep coming back to them so you always know if you are or if you're not on track. The way that you'll know if you're on track is by taking the goals, the roadmap, the calendar, and turn it into a project plan with really clear deliverables and dates. I almost think about when I had Noemi, right? I knew all the things I needed to have ready by the time we brought her home from the hospital, but it's not like I went to Target one day and bought everything, right? I really sat thinking about it. Okay, what exactly do I want? Let me do the research, put it all together in a registry. And I worked backwards from there, really planning ahead for what I would need. And that's how I want you to think about your goals and your roadmap and your calendar, right? It's all very similar. And maybe you're crushing this in your personal life and it comes so natural to you. But in your business, it's almost like you go and try and do a million things at once and you do things in a different way. I really want you to think about that. It's really the same in your personal life, in your business life, the way you set goals. You are not going to hit all of your goals in a day. You're not going to get every single thing done and planned that you want in a single day. So plan for the benchmarks you need to hit little by little. Maybe it's having your offer outline put together. Maybe it's recording your curriculum, putting your webinar together. Whatever it is, think about those little milestones as part of this big goal. Let's say you wanted 1,000 new followers by the end of Q4. That might mean you're getting 300 new followers a month. And so if you know you are hitting that number, you're going to hit your goal. So you can check in every single day. You can reverse engineer it to see how many followers you need to be hitting in a day. And you'll know if you're ahead or behind based on whether you're hitting these milestones along the way. Whenever I'm doing launches, I have milestones to hit. So I pretty much know going into my webinar if I've hit my goals or not. Again, all of that's covered in the podcast, but I really reverse engineer everything so that I'm not just putting everything on the line for when I need to hit my goal. I'm not putting everything on the line for, oh, you know, I said I'd get 1,000 followers and I've gotten 10, but I said my goal was ending tomorrow. I'm not putting it all on the line for that. So if you're sensing a theme here with all the advice I've given you, it's this. You need a clear goal and you really want to work backwards and reverse engineer to make that happen. A lot of you are going to have goals around getting a cash injection in your business before the end of the year. And if that's you right now, one of the actions I want you to take is go to the link in the show notes and sign up for my podcast series all about launching. When you do, what you're going to get is a handout with each of the episodes. So you could listen to them one at a time or binge them all in one sitting. They're available right now. I've never gone this in depth, I think, on a free platform, but I get so in the weeds of every step we take during a launch of Boss Babe Remember when I said figure out something that works, then pour gasoline on it? That's how we approach launches at Boss Babe. And with these episodes, you're getting our whole playbook for free. And you can even print that off to go alongside episodes you're listening to. But I really want you to think about what you want to do in Q4. What are your big revenue events going to be? If you haven't already, start thinking about what your Black Friday, Cyber Monday is going to be. I know for some people, you know, that was an entire month last year. It doesn't have to be. You know, if you don't want that level of stress, just do something over that weekend. If you want to introduce maybe a bigger launch, you could run it for a couple of weeks. Another thing is the holidays. Are you going to be doing any big holiday promos? I think there's a myth that no one's buying over the holidays, but we see such a huge spike in buyers just after Christmas and before the new year when everyone's really ready to get back on it. So really plan out what this looks like for you. Plan out month by month. Plan out what you want to hit revenue-wise or audience-wise by the end of the year and reverse engineer so that you know what you should be focused on. I think one of the biggest things that keeps people stuck is waking up every single day and not knowing what they're actually going to be able to do that's going to move the needle. It's kind of like every single day is a free-for-all and you're like, let me just figure it all out as I go. When you're checking your emails and going onto Instagram and scrolling, and then you're in Slack and Asana and a spreadsheet, and it's just this hamster wheel of doing. You really want to pull out of that and get strategic and work on your needle movers. So if you know, okay, October, I am prepping for my big campaigns. November, I am really running a big Black Friday, Cyber Monday campaign. December, I'm delivering on whatever I've sold and I'm getting primed to start selling after the holidays. Whatever that looks like for you, think about it now so that you can reverse engineer it and build in those milestones along the way so that you can hit your goals. So check out the link that I have put together for the podcast and start making a plan to reach your goal. In the meantime, drop me a message at IamNatalie on Instagram and let me know, what specifically would you like me to do episodes on when it comes to goal setting? Do you want me to go detailed in metrics? Do you find that really boring? Do you want me to talk about a different process? Let me know, because I'm a big believer that if you want a freedom-based business, you really need freedom-based systems. And I just want to share all the systems that are working for me because it gives me so much more freedom in my day, with my time, financially. It's a game changer. So drop me a DM and let me know.